We are up to Halacha Ayin Gimel. Halacha Ayin Gimel, are you allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos? So, it all depends. Not me, I'm not going to sweep after Shabbos nap. You want me to... It's not lefi kavodai. I should sleep before on Shabbos. Okay, let's see. Also, now we're dealing over here. Before we even read the halacha, let me tell you that in our day and age, all the parties can say that we don't have dirt floors. We have more or less tile floors. We have wood floors. We have a very high standard of living, and therefore, in our brooms, most of the brooms, not talking about the ones, those straw bristles, but let's talk about a standard broom that's made from a synthetic material, plastic, nylon, all these things, which it is 100% mutter to sweep the floor on Shabbos. The only time it's a problem is in time of Chazal, a dirt floor, and that is what he's discussing. The problem is, Not so long ago. Even there, okay. So a dirt floor is boina. Why is it boina? Mash vegumos. Anytime I've heard, there are really two issues. Number one is by adding earth, adding even a small amount of earth to fill up a hole is boina, because you want that earth that fills up the hole to be there permanently. If you have a small little hole in the ground, and you take earth and you fill up the hole, and there is kavana, the earth shall remain there permanently. You mevatel the earth into that hole. That is the malach of boine do'iraisa. When one sweeps a dirt floor, it's inevitable you're going to fill up holes. There are going to be cracks and crevices in the floor, and you're going to fill it up by sweeping. And the male, that's going to be malach of the raisa boine. Also, l'chabne sabayis, you're not going to sweep the home, afilu imhu merutzuf ba'avonim, even if it is tiled with stone, because the stone tiled floors that he's referring to also have different patches or different cracks that are filled up by earth. The Ali day and mainly there's going to be malach derais. You're going to be doing boina. Now the truth is, our tile floor is the grout that's in between is not considered to be dirt floor.
But sometimes you have tile floors that have the middle is elevated.
Yeah.
And the middle is elevated.
Yeah.
Push the dust together.
So that would be a problem. If you do it with kavanah, it would definitely be a problem. Now, the truth is, I take it back, it's not really malacha deraisa. Why is it not a malacha deraisa? Because it's not your kavanah, not temporary. It's not, even if you have a dirt floor, and you're sweeping the dirt floor, you want to scare you pick up all the dirt. But in the process, you're going to even out the floor, you're going to fill up some cracks that have developed. So it's a davar she'enoi mischavein. But it's a psik reisha, it's inevitable. So a davar she'enim sanit it's a psik reisha is also. It's not also deraisa, it's also midrabanan. L'may nafkemina, amir liyakom is mutter. Anytime you're dealing with something that's davar she'enim is chavi, even when it's a psik reisha, you are allowed to tell the guy do it if there is a need. It's not clean, it's causing you some discomfort. And that's what he goes on to say, it's not also midraisa, it's also midrabanan, and for you it's saser, but tell the guy it's mutter. One more time, all the words. Also chavi sabayis afilu humur. Even if it's tall with stone, because they're going to be cracks, and they're going to be filled with the dust, with the earth when you sweep. If you are doing it yourself, you want to sweep the floor, and there's dirt, guests are coming over, it's not nice, dirt floor, and you do it with a shinui gadol, for example, a feather of a goose, because then you have two things going to your advantage. It is a davar she'enoi mischavein, and it's also al yidei shinui. So the combination of these two together would be enough to allow you to do it yourself. Halacha, let's see, lavin ches nebadim, afilu hum rutsu bavonim, b'ayin b'ei karbon nesanel, b'im oysa mokam kol karko oysa batim rutsofos mutar yilchabel. We mentioned that nowadays in age, where in our society all of our floors are tiled or have wood, it's not acceptable to have a dirt floor today. Melo, he holds that it is mutar, l'chabel. Mechabe, there is no issue to say you can do it yourself. The Ayin Be Primogodim, the Mitzadil Hachma and Shamke is talking about different standards. Fine. The Ayin Be Hagos Masham, the Noite Lahakal, Machin Kasim, Mishnebua, Shar Tzion, the Imkol Botoir, Merut Sofim, Ein Lahachmer, like today, it is 100% permitted. Okay, Nahalok Ayin Dal, Lo Yishav Shev Viragla Viroik Shal Gabia Karka. Okay, again, a dirt floor. A person spits. So when he spits, he doesn't want the spit to remain exposed, so he presses it into the ground. It's exactly the same problem. You're doing boina. Again, only on a dirt floor. But if you just step on it without pressing into the ground, that is not causing the dirt to fill up the holes, and that would be mutter. Ayin hey. Also, lifnos.
Is that only in a house?
In the house. Outside as well. Outside as well. If a person is outside and he spits on the floor, on the dirt, you're not allowed to rub the saliva into the ground. That is boina. But just stepping on it so it stops. Be exposed as mutter, exactly the same thing.
What about without tiles, mopping?
Mopping is also. Mopping involves schita. Mopping involves schita, and that's pretty much it. That you're not allowed to map. Ayin hey, also lifnos stay near. You're not allowed to relieve yourself in a plowed field b'Shabbos. Not because you're fertilizing the field. That's not the issue. It's not called that's not considered to be fertilizer. It's because boina, you will be inclined to cover it, and by covering it, covering over the tzoa, you're going to be doing boina. U'b'shel chaver. Now this is even in your own field, but to go into the field of your neighbor, you're not even allowed to walk into the field of your neighbor during the winter time because you're causing damage. Either the damage is by stepping on the field on the produce, or ayin hara, by looking at your neighbor's beautiful field, you're going to bring an ayin hara. You now b'shel chaver. Also lukanes v'afilu b'chol kidel kamon simen kuf pei gimel sif hey ayin vav. Now we go deal with mechitas. All different halachas of opening up curtains. We discussed almost all these things yesterday. The rules of opening up a temporary curtain, or opening up a shlak on top of a sukkah, opening an awning, opening a baby carriage. Der Chlal, in the article Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he writes that Rav Moshe was very machmir with these things. He advised people, even for example, something they give there is a baby carriage, has a hood. You want to pick the child? Rav Moshe was of the opinion that you should not open the baby carriage, the hood, on Shabbos, even though the hood is attached to a hinge and it's ready to go. And if it's not at all open from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to open it for the very first time. And by extension, if that's even true when it comes to a baby carriage, it's very, very small and very, it's made to open and close. Halachas kavakam, we're dealing with other types of openings, like an umbrella on a patio table, you're not allowed to open on Shabbos. You're not allowed to open up an awning. Let's say you have some type of retractable awning outside of your house. A professional, you have a porch, you have a professional retractable awning, and you want to open it on Shabbos, and it's completely closed. It's not partially open. Sometimes it's partially open. You want to extend a little bit more. If it's partially open, you want to extend a little bit more, be mutter. But if it's completely closed, you're not allowed to open it for the first time on Shabbos. And if it's completely open, you're not allowed to completely close it on Shabbos. Anything along those lines would be usher. Also, a sukkah, the shlak of a sukkah, if it's completely rolled up, you're not allowed to extend it. Now, the only heter, the one important thing that's going to go jumping ahead, only heter is where you spread something on top of a surface and there is no hefsik of a tefach. The only time it's us to make an oil on Shabbos is a tefach by a tefach. Now, I think it's, we'll have the numbers in a moment, the dimensions, but there at least must be a tefach of empty space that you're covering a shelter. So, for example, let's say you have a table. I want to spread a plastic tablecloth on my table. Why isn't that considered to be an ohel? I have a table. I put on a plastic tablecloth. If I would take away the table, the plastic tablecloth would now be mahil on the table. The answer is because there is no hefsik between the tablecloth and the table. If the table would be suspended one tefach above the table, then that would be considered an ohel, because the tablecloth...
You have to be careful that if you have setting up for Shabbos a meal, you cover it sometimes with a tablecloth to keep it clean.
Right, that's mutter.
Yeah, but if you put it high, you use the bottles of soda to keep it up, you're making ice.
Who does that?
You have cakes, frosted cakes. You don't want the plastic to sit on the cake. So you put up bottles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like
you're setting up for a kiddush, right? You're making a kiddush, and you're going out to shul,
and you want to cover all the food.
Right. So you take something to lift it up, and then you go take a plastic thing to cover it, and it shouldn't actually touch the stuff.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly great example. That would be an oil, and this would be an afkamin in different types of shlaks. See, technically, if you have a shlak, some shlaks people they mamish go right on the schach, and then there are shlaks where they have some type of track.
Right.
You have some piece of wood. The ones that are a piece of wood, those are really osur. If it's completely rolled up on the roll, and you want to now open for the very first time on the track, that's mamish osur, because it's going to be a hefsek between the schach. But if it's going mamish on the sukkah itself, some amatir, because you're not really doing anything, even though it's true that the rain is not coming inside because of the shlak, but being that you're not making a hefsek of more than a tefach, because you already have the shlak is on the sukkah, you're just rolling the shlak directly on the shlak itself, there is no hefsek of one tefach, then there is room to be linked. Other poskim say no, since the shlak is creating a new type of oil, where it's not going to rain inside, there's a new significance that's been added to the sukkah, which also in one respect is considered an oil. Now rain is not going to come inside, and indeed it would be usur unless you already had it open for one tefach before you now begin to expand. Okay, we'll discuss all these details inside. Let's go through very quickly. Halacha ayin vav mechitza afilu hi arai. Even if it's only meant to last for a short time, only for a couple of hours, for less than a day, it's not meant to be permanent. It cannot possibly be a malacha d'araisa. It's only the best malacha d'rabanan. In nasei slahatir ezedar. So he introduced them a new yisoid. If you have a mechitza and the mechitza is coming to create a halachic reality, that automatically upgrades the mechitza to a very great degree of significance, and it becomes also to do on Shabbos. One of the examples here explains also lasos b'Shabbos v'yavda v'ahel muchin. Therefore, for example, also lasos mechitza al yidei vilon to a curtain uchedoyme b'fnei or haner kidei sheishamish mitos. Marital relations has to be dark, so a person wants to go create. He's creating a halachic mechitza for this purpose. The chayim lefnei svardim kedei l'shamish alasel srochav. The kevin shemchitza materesi. It's not just a mechitza curtain. It is a halachic curtain. And by extrapolate, any time you actually do something that's halachic. Now I'll give you something that's very fascinating in the rule of halacha. A mechitza between men and women is not in that category. There's no such thing. This is an amazing yisod. This is an amazing opening to understand what is the purpose of having a mechitza for davening. There's no halacha you have to have a mechitza for davening. Mm-hmm. For davening, there's a din, this separation. Men here, women there. Men should not go and look at the women. Should not go and have here. Hurim should not be together with women. There's no din, a halacha. You have to take out a measuring rod and measure, and it has to be these things that we're familiar with, 18 tefachim, 10 tefachim, 18 tefachim, this and that. These are just conventions that were given by different gedolim. What already is considered where it's not a taruvis, where men and women are not davening together. But it's not a halachic concept, and that is why the derech arai, men and women are allowed to be in the same location when they're davening. For example, we do this all the time. You go to a wedding, or you go to some type of simcha, and they begin to daven ma'ariv. The men are davening on one side of the room, and women are on the other side of the room. Since it's only derech arai, it's only something that's temporary, so as long as you're separate, it's good enough. If the rule of a mechitza was a halachic concept, you would not be allowed to daven. Do not, because I am not allowed to daven if in this large room there are women present. It's halachically forbidden. That's nonsense. There is no such thing of halacha. You have to have men and women in different buildings, in different rooms that are defined by halacha. There just has to be separation. So if it's a permanent Beis HaKnesses, and this is the way it's always going to be, so then there are certain standards that the modern poskim, the contemporary modern poskim, have given what is called separation. You have a partition. Can you see the women? Technically, yes. Are you separated? Yes, because there's a partition that is... It's a separation. Whatever. You don't know.
Shame able to touch,
but there has to be separation. But it's not a matter of of a different cheder. When it comes to this concept he gives over here of tashmish amita, this concept, that's a halachic concept. A halachic concept is svarim may not be in the same room. So how do you go and remove the problem of svarim, of holy objects being in the same room? You must create a halachic mechitza. Oh, a halachic mechitza, but it's only a curtain. A curtain is mutter. It's only derech harai. It was already extended one tefillah before Shabbos. Oh, but you're making halachic mechitza. A halachic mechitza, that's a significant form of binyan. It's not a binyan d'oraisa, but it's something that is significant. Chazal stepped in and said, you can't do this for Shabbos. Oh, you want to go carry on Shabbos, you want to go be able to carry into, make an area into a reshus hayochit. That's a halachic concept. If I now carry from the reshus haram into this area, there's a chiyuv misa. There's a chiyuv skila. Chaytsov hachnasa. I am creating a halachic reshus which has implications, ramifications. Chiyuv skila. Oh, you're making a halachic mechitza by opening a curtain? Now, I'm not doing anything wrong, because until now, the curtain was already open one tefach. Now, by me pulling the curtain more, I'm not making a real mechitza as far as creating a mechitza, because all of it's already open one tefach, but until now, it's parutz merubah. The opening is greater. So this domain is called the Carmelis. Now that me closing it, it becomes a Rishos HaYachid. It's a Rishos HaYachid. I can carry more than Dalet Amos in this area. You've created a halachic Rishos that is usur to do on Shabbos.
What about a
Mechitza Chai? A Mechitza Chai, that's only with human beings. Yeah. So the rules are only with, you're not allowed to do Lechatchil, what happened only when the people, there are many rules where it happened by accident. You cannot allow to assemble the people to do it. No. And it happens to be...
What is it, boina?
Yeah, it's boina. It's boina.
The
one who does it. It's not a boina deraisa. It's a boina midrabona.
Yeah, but it's not...
The one who arranges. You stand here. You stand here. The person who is telling the people to stand in the different... He is over on boina.
Oh, but I thought...
It's shnaim shasu.
No,
it's not a deraisa anyway.
It's...
Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud.
Yeah, right.
So the people are also not allowed. The people know that they're being used. They're not allowed. Everyone is Zoyver. Everyone who participates is Zoyver.
Either one or none.
You're not allowed. This is not a real boina. There's no Chiyav Misa. There's not a Melacha
D'Oraisa. It's
not a Melacha D'Oraisa. It's a Melacha in the Midrabanan. The Rabbanan, no. The rules of the Rabbanan are relaxed. There's no such thing as Shtaim Shah. So there's no such thing as Melacha. No, of course not. Of course not. Yes. If they know what they're doing, if both of them decide we're going to now transfer, we're going to now walk through carrying the Rishus around, we're going to do it, they're not allowed.
For Mecca Bris, they carry the child.
They do? They're not allowed to do that. Where do they hear you doing that? They're not allowed to do that. They're not a fair Rishus, you're not allowed to do it. There is one thing the Mishnah Berurah does mention, I don't remember in Chiluk Dal, but bring a Sefer Torah. You need for learning Kriyas HaTorah, and there's no Sefer Torah. Maybe there's an exception for a Dvar Mitzvah, for an extreme circumstances. They want to bring a Sefer Torah into the Chotzer, to Kriyas HaTorah. It could be there is an exception for a Dvar Mitzvah in an extreme circumstances, but Derech Klal, for your own private, you want to bring out a dessert to the people that are sitting on the front lawn, you don't want to have to carry, there's no Erev, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah. Okay, but here this is the idea, and that is why in a shul you're allowed to open up, and it's amazing, you're allowed on Shabbos and when davening is over, you're allowed to open the curtain. Like many, and today we live in such a firm world, even after davening they're not going to open up the curtain. But I remember as a child in the Lower East Side in the Tziri Agudas Yisrael, I remember very clearly it was a kiddush, there was a mechitza all the way to the ceiling. The women were in the back, men were in the front. The women were very good, very comfortable back tables and chairs, very nice. And when davening was over, they completely opened the mechitza entirely. And taruvis. In the tziri agudas Yisrael, they hear me now, they're going to come after me. Right? So, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? And then when davening begins?
Wasn't there a short and organized... Rabbi Zayda organized a boat trip for boys and girls for the tzirah?
Could be. Shidduchim. Shidduchim.
The Bear Mountain.
Bear
Mountain. The good of Windsor.
Yes, I would not.
You didn't meet your wife on that.
No. The wedding felt that boys and girls just. What else are they going to
meet for Shidduchim? Different times. You're dealing with a different world. A different world. But the point is, what?
I've been at weddings where it was mixed except for the singer. Should it be the heifer?
I went to a wedding last night. Someone says to me, it was a big wedding, someone says to me, everyone here is here for a different reason. This one is here for the covet. He wanted to get this bracha. He points to a certain person. He came for the covet. He wanted an akiba. This one came because he had no choices. He had to come for his family. This one came because he went through a whole list. And there's one of the boys here. He actually, I asked him, why did you come? He said to me, I came to look at the girls. I came to look at the girls. He said he came to look. That is the only reason why he came. He wants to look at the girls. So everyone. So you see, it goes on today as well. It all goes on. But the point is, I remember they open the mechitza, highlight of the mechitza, and then when it comes time for davening, they're closing the mechitza, highlight of the mechitza, close the mechitza. You make the mechitza, and you need the mechitza. You need the mechitza because the men are not going to daven. They're not going to start davening until the mechitza is in place. The answer is a murdik yisoid. Making a mechitza for davening is not called a halachic rishus. Making a mechitza for davening is not the same as making a mechitza to make an area into rishus hayachid so you can carry. It's not the same as the exemplar gives over here for marriage purposes. It's also not because there's a halachic rishus. When you're using, you're making a temporary mechitza for a halachic rishus, it is osur. But if it's just for separation, for privacy, men, women, the custom is should be separate when they daven, that is not in the getter of a halachic rishus, and that is mutter. That's what it says. It's an amazing yisoid. It really opens up because many people are misled. They don't understand what a mechitza is all about. And people think a mechitza is a halachic rishus. And that's why Rav Moshe says it has to be 18 tvachim, and that's why this place it says this. That's wrong. It's not halachic rishus. It's separation during davening. And the proof is, b'derech arai, men and women are allowed to be together during davening.
What you said, if it's arai, in other words, you happen to be invited someplace, this is, as long as it's not your shul where you daven, and you happen to stumble into a place, and you walk in and say, I can't stay here, my feet is too low. So how long does it have to be before you walk out? He said 3 feet.
How low can you go?
3 feet. If the mepitza is at least 3 feet high, then you're permitted to dominate on a one-shot basis. You could stay in the shul. As long as it's not where you don't.
But it's a mokum of tefillah, so it's more of a problem. Right. But like, ma'isim l'chol yom, we've all gone to events where the women are right next to each other during davening. And sometimes women, even in the don't see it today, but sometimes women would even come into shul. They would come into shul part of davening. Let's say it's too cold. It's too cold. The women's section doing construction. They just like, they wanted to end something, so they would come into the back and they would stand in the back. And this was done in very charedi places not so long ago. Because there's no din, it's just a matter of separation of tznius, and that's why it's smooth. Let's go further in the halacha. So again, let's go three lines down. Three lines down for Ayin Vav, V'chein Lefnei Sfam, Kedei L'Shamish, Or L'Las Tzrachav, V'chein, or to go to the Beis HaKisei. To go to the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to go to the Beis HaKisei in the presence of Sforim, Dvam Sheva Kedusha. You must make a halachic mechitza. So to go spread a curtain for that purpose would be forbidden, because you're doing something that is halachic significance. The Kevin, the mechitza Materis, Sichel, like a Shemer, Shosmifnei Atzma, V'harei Zeke, Oyel. It's called an oil. Oil doesn't matter. Oil means either vertical or horizontal in halachic terms. Avol mutter lechas asam v'shnei kisuim zel gabzer. But a person is allowed to take a cover. Let's say they are svarim. A person wants to cover. He wants to go to the Beis HaKisei and they are svarim. So you're allowed to go cover the svarim with two key. I don't know why you have to have two. I have no idea why. What? You need to go to the Beis HaKisei? You need two kisim? You need such a thing? Kis, besoich, kis?
Yeah,
you know. Otherwise, you have a milk and you have to have double. Okay, kiss so far. Okay, shnei kisim. So you put over here. Our mutter lachasay besfarim b'shnei kisim. Zelze why? Shein b'zem shemu. That's not even because an oil by definition must be horizontal. And if it's horizontal, it makes a reshus of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim or vertical. I'm sorry. Vertical. Either vertical and it makes a reshus of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim inside, or horizontal and has at least a tefach Mizbach. But if the cover is actually made in contact with the sefer, that is not called an oil. The im haviloi not tuliyah lufni amita. Chayisam avod yom prusa tefach bein min hatzad bein prusa tefach bein min hatzad bein milamalo mutar b'shabes leparsa kula mishum dehavi rak tesefes oil arai. But if it was already spread out at one tefach, then now adding to it is called Pesefes Oil Harai. Avamasha Avilo and Tuliyah Tamin Bekotze Echad Mikufelas Loi Mitstarev LeTefach Kevan Shein L'Shemo. Now, if the mechitza,
the roll itself,
the mechitza already was partially open. If the mechitza itself was partially open, you are allowed to expand it. But if it's completely closed, even if the part that where it's folded up is a tefach, that does not count.
Just like this.
Like, right, if this is completely, this is not so pushed, because I mean, how far do you go? Is it? How far would you go? How far would you, okay, I guess so. You have to, it could be some of these cases are not so simple. When something's on a roll, it's actually rolled up. When something gets pushed all the way to the side, how far do you go? Okay, could be in a chanami. So it would have to be partially. Well, he asked for. We're not really. Let's see. We're not finished with this. Let's put it further. The chayin on the chita shakoy. What they call this is Spanish. Well, that's an accordion. A Spanish roll is an accordion. Where it actually folds in the piece. Actually fold in like an accordion. Also, the pascha elinkein ha'isab sucha k'tzas from Shabbos was partially before Shabbos. Avamashio medes megufelas. This that it's already folded, completely folded. Even though the part that's folded is more than the tefach, loy mahani does not count. Aval mechitza royis, but a something which is 100% temporary. She'ena asui lahatir ezed davar el lohagin b'fnei acham o b'fnei haruach. So here is something which is completely temporary, which prevents from the sun or the ruach, or that the wind, the candle should not go out. You're allowed to open it for the very first time. If it's not creating a halachic reshus, then you're allowed to open it to make it for the very, very first time. The oil, the hainu guy. Now that's a curtain. A curtain, oihel, which is something which is horizontal, that's more chomer. The oil, the hainu gag hamal afal pi she'ena nasa el lohogim ibn hachamo, oyim ne hagasham chodoyme, fafil ol arai imhu tefach al tefach, brum tefach osu la soy soy, that's more chomer. A curtain was much more makel than an oil. A curtain, if it's completely arai, You are allowed to open it for the very first time as long as you're not creating a halachic reshus. If you're creating a halachic reshus, a curtain must be opened at least one tefach from before Shabbos. But when it comes to something that is horizontal, something that creates a canopy, a shelter from above, then even if it's only to provide shelter, it's not to provide a halachic reshus, that has to at least be opened one tefach from before Shabbos. Therefore, here is the case of the baby carriage, or you want to spread some type of net, a mosquito net, on top of a crib, or of the like, that cannot be spread on Shabbos for the first time unless it was partially open. There are arches, so there are different types of these canopies that are put upon a crib. You may not spread the net on top of the arch on Shabbos for the first time. Was open partially one tefach. To have a rock to sefes al oil arai the mutter. The chelim achashokim smuchim zelozeb b'pachos mishlosh tefach. Let's say you have some type of crib where there are multiple arches and the gap in between each arch, each part is less than 3 tefachim. So then in halacha it's already considered to be sheltered. When you'll now take the net and spread upon the net to close the gaps, that is not cool that you're doing anything new. Because anything that is less than 3 tefachim is considered already sealed within lavud. You're not doing anything new, would be mutter. So v'chein im ha'chashokim smuchim zel zel pachos mitzvah tefachim nechshav koil, it's mutter, ki ha'loch lo moshim sinai hit shekol pachos mitzvah tefachim echashav kolov and perish kemachum b'vstosim o mutter lifo yisaleim sadin. Okay, so the bottom line over here is, let's review, when it comes to, there's a difference between a curtain and a ohel. A curtain, if it's temporary, it does not create a halachic reshus, can be open and closed for the very first time on Shabbos. It can be completely closed and folded all the way, like a curtain like this, curtain just like this. It can be completely pushed all the way, and the reason why you're opening it is not to create a halachic reshus, but just to create a degree of privacy, like for davening or the like. It can be open completely and closed completely, open from a completely closed position and closed completely on Shabbos. But if you're coming to open up the curtain in order to create a halachic reshus for the purpose of privacy for the Beis HaKisei and the like, or for the purpose of a reshus hayachan on Shabbos, let's say this was an outdoor location, okay, so it would be a karmelis, and now I want to close the curtain in order to make this into a reshus hayachan. You have an outdoor area, and you close the curtains to make it into a reshus hayachan so you can carry inside more than Dalet Amos, you're creating a halachic reshus. If this exact curtain was closed all the way, you would want to open it for the very first time on Shabbos, on the track, it would be asa, because you're creating a halachic reshus. If it was open before Shabbos at least one tefach, and now you're expanding it more than one tefach, it will be mutter. That's only true when it comes to a curtain. When it comes to something which is horizontal, which comes to create an ohel, even if the only reason why I'm covering it, I'm spreading it for privacy, I'm not creating any halachic reshus, I just want to shelter myself from the wind, and from the sun, if it's not open one tefach before Shabbos begins, it is usur. If it's open one tefach and you want to expand it, it's mutter. If the one tefach you're calculating is only based upon where it's already bunched together or rolled up, that does not count. It has to be actually open for the degree of a tefach. And the Path Nafkamin Azar, it says Rav Moshe's Machmer, opening up a baby carriage which has a hood. Okay, the more expensive one, all different types of it. Say it's an industry, but opening up these hoods, if it's completely closed before Shabbos, and now you're opening for the very first time, it would be usur. Taking a net, some type of net over a crib, would be usur. That, on the other hand, taking a tablecloth on top of a table, and that would be mutter. Opening up a shlak, if it's on a track, would be aser. If you're opening up, you're rolling it down directly on top of the schach, so there is no tefach in between the shlak and the schach, some hold would be mutter. Okay, those are the basic yisodas.
What happens if you in making a non-halachic
mechitza,
incidentally,
it depends what your intent was. If my intent was, right now, I want privacy, we wanted to have a mincha, right? And the women are talking out there. We want privacy. So I open up the mechitz for the very first time for my own purposes, for privacy. And now, if you know what, guess what? We have here a reshus hayachid. Let's now carry more than Dalet Amos. So that luchai will be mutter. Because when you made it, I didn't make it for the purpose. I made it for privacy purposes. It just so happens to be after privacy purpose, you happened accidentally. It was not your kavan, luchai, that would be mutter. Because even making the mechitz lechatchila is not really necessary. It's not really real mechitz. You're not. It's not called boina on Shabbos. You're not attaching something permanently to the wall. It's already there. Okay, let's go further.
On a baby carriage, they put a rain. You put a plastic for the rain.
Usser. If it's partially open for Shabbos, it's mutter. If it's, you're putting it there for the very first time, it's usser. If you're spreading it for the very first time, you're not allowed to do it. Ayin ches teva shakisui shalo einu mechubal abitzirim. You have a teva box, and the covering of the box is not attached with hinges. Usser lidloi mishah mishu nahavi soitzer oyel. If you have a box, And you have a cover, and you want to remove the cover, so that is called soitzer. You are removing, the top of the box. You are removing the cover of an ohel. V'chein also l'chasas b'mishum the ois ohel. You're making an ohel shnoistim tavla al hachavis. Now, you have a barrel. I'm dealing with a barrel which can hold more than 40 so. This one is very, very large. If it's less than 40 so, then it'll be mutter because it's just a kli. And you're allowed to open and close kelim on Shabbos. But if the kli is larger than 40 so, then the kli has a status of an ohel, covering it and opening it. if it's not permanently attached, so it's not considered to be a Pesach, it's considered to be an Oel, removing it and closing it would be a Melach of Boina and Soiser. Now what about if you have a barrel and you want to go, you take out wine and you want to go cover the barrel so the bug should not get in? If the barrel is larger than 40 saw, covering the barrel with a board would be a problem of making an Oel on Shabbos. Trinasu l'chasay spom mishum da'isa oil. Trinasim tavla l'chavis l'lios l'shulch. Let's say you want to go make a makeshift table. I have a barrel, and I want to go take a board and put it on top of the barrel to make a table. Tzrichin l'hamidus achavis b'tzad ha'pasuach l'mata. You must put the barrel opposite the part that's p'suach l'mata. So take the barrel, turn it upside down. I have a barrel, and the barrel is empty barrel, but the barrel is very large. If I'm going to take a board and cover the barrel, I'm going to be making an ohel. So what's the solution? Turn the barrel upside down. By turning the barrel upside down, so the top already is an ohel. I'm not doing anything. Now when I put a board on top of the barrel, I have not sheltered what is beneath it. It's like the example of putting a tablecloth. You put a tablecloth on top of the table, I'm not making an ohel, because you don't have a hefsek between the tefach of the table and the board. The barrel already has, you turn upside down, the top of the barrel is sealed, putting a board on top, and you're not doing anything.
Garbage can
hold 150 gallons?
No.
I don't think they're that big.
Not
right?
Big.
They're not that big. I need to be 40 saw.
Most of them, they say 30 gallons or 40 gallons. That's the size of the
garbage. Standard size.
Yeah. So these are very... This is a very large chavis.
Rabbi, I'm not understanding how the barrel thing works.
You have a barrel.
Yeah.
And you put a board on top of the barrel.
Is this okay? So the barrel.
Open barrel.
Nothing's inside.
Or at least there's a tefach of empty space inside. When you put a board on top of an open barrel, you're creating an ohel between the top, the board on top, and the inside. You're creating a shelter. It's now it's contained. So if you turn the barrel upside down, Then the bottom already.
I thought we were taking wine out of the barrel.
No. Let's say the barrel is empty. Let's assume the case is an empty barrel. Let's make that assumption. We'll make that assumption.
Why, if you're turning it over, why are you putting the board on top?
Because you want a wider surface.
Oh, it uses as
a table.
It was
a table on top.
Ah.
A table on top. Okay. Now he talks about a skylight. Now maybe we'll leave for next time. Okay, we'll stop over here.